How do you feel to be back as the team manager?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, last year was a great experience for me. I mean, I got to see our organization and I got to see Major League Baseball for 2.5 months. So it was fun. But this is what I like doing. I like being on the field. I like having an impact on the players with my 25 guys more so than dealing with the whole organization. So I'm looking forward to it.
You have a lot of returning players, but also kind of some older players in the league. I mean, what are you expecting to get out of this roster this year?
Just a bunch of guys that are going to be ready for that opportunity if they get called up, you know what I mean? And that's the goal, is to have as many guys ready as the Major League team needs. You know, whether we win or lose down here doesn't necessarily matter if our big league team isn't performing up there. So, whether if it's, a guy getting called up because someone's underperforming, or whether it's an injury where these guys get called up, it's my responsibility to have them as ready as possible for that opportunity.
You said Tyler Skaggs would have a little bit of a limited role early. Does he have a pitch count on early, or what's his role coming into this?
No, I mean, not necessarily a pitch count. It's just a situation where we're going to make sure that he's ready to go at his pace. So, when we're going to go out, we're going to use him as we use him, and, his day in the rotation is going to fall when it falls, and then we'll go from there as the season goes along.
Did stepping away from it for a year, managing, I mean, help? And if so, how?
Yeah, it helped. I mean, I wanted to rove. I mean, it was something that I've always had a passion for, is infield play. I was an infield rover last year. So it was fun, but being out here and having my 25 guys and trying to get them better on a daily basis was something that I missed. I didn't think I was going to miss it as much as I did, but I did miss it.
How fun is this to know that you're starting for real here on Thursday and just to get the season going?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, like I said, especially with these guys. I mean, some of these guys were, big league camp for the last 6 weeks. So, playing, waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and getting their workouts in and going to the ballpark. May or may not getting in at bat, as opposed to, the lights are coming on and every day going and working out, knowing that you're going to be in the lineup and you're going to get your 4 or 5 at bats. I know they're chomping at the bit to get that going.
Have you figured out your starting rotation yet on the mound?
That's something that Benny and I haven't really talked about. We'll get together today and figure that out. The guys know it. Benny's probably more on top of that than I am right now, but we'll make sure that we get that announced pretty soon.
Are there any changes in how you managed last time you were here and how you're going to do it this time?
Not really.
Nothing?
Not really. The biggest thing is the types of players that we have now are more inducive to that. You know what I mean? As far as Sosh is big and hitting and running and bunting and more of a National League style, an American League manager than most teams. So we have a lot more players that are conducive to that style of play.
Okay. Especially you guys had a lot of major league experience on this team. How beneficial is that to the guys who haven't been up there yet?
I think it's huge. I mean, obviously the guys that are working their way up, it's like to be around guys that are their equals that have had that experience. I think it's kind of a situation like, hey, I'm not that far off, And then for the guys that have been there, obviously, there's some things that they need to tighten up, or some things that they just need to make sure that they remain efficient at. So that way, when they get their opportunity, hopefully they'll stick.
Keith, I've asked you this before, but again, how do you balance development, winning? Because this team didn't win very much last year,
or the year before when I was here. You know what I mean? It is a balancing act. But I tell you what, we got a bunch of guys out here that are pretty good ball players, and if they go out as a group and do their thing, if each individual does his part as a group, we're gonna win a lot more games than we lose. So now it's just my job to make sure that these guys do that more often than they don't.
How difficult is it from a AAA manager's role? You talked about how guys will shuffle in and out. Mm-hmm. Your job is to get them ready for the next stage. How difficult is that? It's not always easy to assess wins and losses when you're shuffling through. It was like 30 starting pitchers a couple of years ago. it's not easy to win in that regard. So how do you assess your job?
I agreed. I mean, because the thing about it is, I believe that for me, the biggest measuring stick is the guys that I send up. If I send a guy up and he goes up there and he strikes out and he doesn't get the job done, or they ask him to bunt and he can't get a bunt down, or they ask him to hit and run and he doesn't do it, or a reliever can't get through his inning, then I haven't done my job. So if we send those guys up and they accomplish those things and they get those things done, and it's like, okay, at the end of the day, regardless of what our record is down here, we sent somebody up there that contributed to a win in the big leagues, so we're doing the right things.
little bit along the same line. I read where Socha said the last day of spring training, the last four or five, six guys that they talked to, there was a discussion on whether they leave or whether they stay. From your perspective, is that hard to have four or five guys that were that close to sticking with the Angels here or elsewhere?
No, I mean, that's the thing about it. As players, we have no control over decisions that are made. The only control we have is how well we go out and take care of our business and make those decisions as hard as they can be. And for the fact that they had that many tough decisions that late in camp is a testament to the players that we have here and the players that they have there.